Good evening! Welcome to the Unknown and Unheard, show number 2 of 2010. And I feel like we're in the hole already, considering I used the first show of 2010 to wrap up 2009's best of 2-show set. I think it was worth it, but I'm definitely going to try to cram in as much tonight, bringing you 15 more songs this evening. I wanted to bring you all brand new stuff, forthcoming albums, but I didn't find that many just yet. Musicians and promotion companies and record labels are still getting out of bed, rubbing their eyes from their big break that they had in most of December. It's tough work, as I said before. But tonight, I did find a handful of quality new stuff, kicking it off with another new album by The Eels. They released one in the middle, towards the end of last year. That one was called Hombre Lobo. The one coming out the beginning of this year, End Times. Lots of high praise for this one already. It is Mark E. Everett's 8th album. Here's one of 2 singles that they have out right now. Little Bird definitely brings it back. It's a little more mellow, and he calls it the Divorce Album. Not sure if fun times will be had, but quality music without a doubt. Again, The Eels, Little Bird. Kicking off 2010 right here on the Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Little bird, hopping on my porch. Know it sounds kind of sad, but what's it all for? Right now you're the only friend I have in the world, and I just can't take out very much. Goddamn, I miss that girl. Little bird, you look alright. I'm sure it's not easy getting through your night. So tell me this can't be how it's gonna end. Tell me my heart somehow. Dear God, it's gonna mend. Yes, you're right. I can't let it take me out without a fight. But right now I can't see making sense of this world. I just can't take out very much. Goddamn, I miss that girl.
Listening to the Unknown and Unheard, and right there, you just heard The Eels' brand new track from their forthcoming 8th album, End Times. The track was Little Bird. Definitely a different approach to this album than Hombre Lobo, which is a lot more electric guitar, harder rock sounds. But this is the other side of The Eels, which you know exist and flourish on other albums. I'm definitely going back to some sounds he's visited before, but that's not degrading this album in the slightest. Digging it quite a bit, The Eels, Little Bird. Again, this is the Unknown and Unheard. If you miss any part of the show, can't stay for the end, go to the UNU blog at unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Stream, download, podcast the show, find out info about the artists, anything you might need, buy the songs, download some songs, all there waiting for you, the UNU blog. Alright, next up, as we get pumped up by the band Ponytail and their track Big Waves, which you're listening to right now. I wanted to squeeze this into one of the last 2 shows, but just didn't have room. But I think it's a great energy-building track for the show. Are you getting pumped? I'm getting pumped. Again, Ponytail, Big Waves, the song you're hearing now. But the song you'll be hearing in a moment is another brand new track. A while ago, I brought you Cold War Kids, their debut track off their forthcoming EP. The EP is called Behave Yourself. The first track off this was called Audience. The track I have tonight is called Santa Ana Winds, and it's their first release since their last Loyalty to Loyalty, which is their latest full-length album. Again, this is just an EP, but this is just what you go to the Cold War Kids for. They're gaining a lot of popularity, and as of yet, it doesn't seem like their music is suffering in the slightest. Really digging that one. Santa Ana Wins by Cold War Kids will be up first in this set. After that, one big miss I had this past year. I'm not sure why I never got into this band or really read much about them. They're the Handsome Furs. It is the second album from Wolf Parade's Dan Boeckner. B-O-E-C-K-N-E-R. Again, no clue if I'm saying that properly. Never heard his name spoken once. It's him and his wife, and you can definitely feel his presence in the Wolf Parade coming over into the Handsome Furs. Pretty interesting. He sings on some of the Wolf Parade tracks, but takes over the mic duties for Handsome Furs. The track I have is off his second album out last year called Face Control. All We Want, Baby, Is Everything is the name of the track. Good one there, especially if you like Wolf Parade, I think. That one's all over it. Then finally, closing out this set is Fan Farlow, another one that I was really late in getting into, and that's what the beginning of this year is all about. All the best of lists, going back and checking them out, finding out all the things that I didn't get on the show last year, and making up for it this year. Fan Farlow had their debut album, Reservoir, come out last year. Tonight I have the track Harold T. Wilkins. This one reminds me a lot of a lighter version of Arcade Fire, liking it quite a bit. Again, Fan Farlow, Harold T. Wilkins, before that the Handsome Furs, All We Want, Baby, Is Everything, and right now, the Cold War Kids with Santa Ana Wins. This is the Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Swim snorkels and knees, seatbelt sticks and poison heat. My pores are opening, making headlines again. Santa Ana Wins, making headlines again. Santa Ana Wins. Take the elevator to the Babies in Alabama.
Continuing to roll on here tonight on the Unknown and Unheard first real show of 2010. Again, just the wrap up best of 2009. If you missed it, go on the blog, check it out. That was last week, was part two. 2 weeks ago was part one. Kind of weird how that worked out. Anyway, the last three tracks you just heard. First were the Cold War Kids with Santa Ana Winds. Another track off Behave Yourself, their new forthcoming EP. After that, the Handsome Furs, one half of Wolf Parade's creative team, Dan Beckner. Is the Handsome Furs plus his wife. All We Want, Baby, is Everything. Face Control was his big 2009 album, his second. Then the one you just heard, Fan Farlow with Harold T. Wilkins off their big, very well-received debut album, Reservoir. Next up, I have a set of four tracks that lean more towards the southern rock, country-style rock, barroom rock. I enjoy it. I think it's kind of hard not to enjoy. First up, it's a band that I think has a great name. It just seems fitting to their music, and I'm not even sure why I'm saying it. It just sounds like this band should be called Chief. Tonight I have the track Stealing. It has kind of a feel of a different decade, maybe a little bit reminiscent of the Buffalo Killers, a band out of Cincinnati, doing really fun stuff. But again, Chief with Stealing. After that, the Roadside Graves, just a great name for a band. My Father Sat Me Down is the track I have tonight. It is off their debut album, My Son's Home. This one makes me think of Lucero, again, kind of that barroom style of southern rock. After that, another track of Ike Riley's sixth album, Hard Luck Stories. There's a lot of cussing on this album. Makes it kind of hard to pick songs to play on here. But tonight, I have the track Morning Glory. Always has pretty witty and funny lyrics. Again, the track Morning Glory. And then finally, a brand new band to me. Just looked them up, found them this week on a few best of lists. They're called The Slow Club. The track is, I've seen it two different ways. It doesn't have to be beautiful or... It doesn't have to be beautiful unless it's beautiful. The album is called Yeah So. It is their debut guy-girl folk rock duo. This one has a really big, kind of that rolling style, foot-stomping style of folk rock. Not too country, though. You'll hear what I mean. Again, The Slow Club It Doesn't Have to Be Beautiful. Before that, Ike Riley with Morning Glory. Second up, The Roadside Graves with My Father Sat Me Down. And right now, Chief with Stealing. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Pass each other on the way to our room. goodnight to the women we use. My hard love story. All I wanna do is sleep here with you, but nothing's gonna happen, cause it's quarter to two. Quarter to three, quarter to four. Would you really have me spend all night down on the floor? What do I gotta do to be your morning glory? Why won't you listen, girl, to my hard luck story? All I wanna do is make it with you, but nothing ever happens when you feel blue. I feel greedy, I feel coarse. Found a penny for your thoughts when I was sleeping on your floor. Was a two-headed coin, and when I rubbed off the dust, the inscription read in hard luck, you gotta trust. Won't you listen, girl, to my hard luck story? What I gotta do to be your morning glory? Throw me out the door, we'll flood your bed and warp your floorboards and short your circuits and twist my two cords round to the perfect and leak into your dresser and run in your drawers and drain into your lungs and then seep out your pores. What do I gotta do to be your morning glory? What you gonna do with my hard luck story?
tracks have woken up. It's the end of the line, I guess I'll look his up. It was fun while it lasted, cause nothing ever does. Love's lost its meaning, it was wasted on us. In the electrical storm, you were running wild. You had a death wish, you were a child. I came to you barren, a lightning bolt. If you came back as a deep sea, I would come back as the salt. It's like your head is stuck in a tightening vice. Your ears are deaf to your friend's advice. Cause you know that your heart will never be full. It doesn't always have to be beautiful, unless it's beautiful. Okay, leave now, if you just can't stay. Cause there's nothing worse than somebody pretending away. The years of their youth, they will never get back. So I'll go home and practice traits you said I like listening to the thunder of your heart, and how with every other beat we grow further apart. Love was always gonna be hard to give up, without thinking that you'll never love anybody else as much. But it's ugly now, yeah I know. But you never give things enough time to grow. It's like driving through survive when there's a me and a you. It's awful, it's gruesome, it's something, it's cruel. Forever you will ask, how did this happen to you? Cause I'm always thinking, thinking about where you are, who you're with, and if your mind is far from what we do when we're alone. Yeah. Lost too much for me, and now the wall.
Alright, a quick wrap-up of the four songs you just heard. First was Chief with Stealing, after that, The Roadside Graves with My Father Sat Me Down. Third up, Ike Riley with Morning Glory, and the one you just heard, Slow Club, It Doesn't Have to Be Beautiful, Unless It's Beautiful. If you missed any tracks, missed the names of the tracks, or anything like that, just go onto the UNU blog at unknownunheard.blogspot.com to find out all the info and just where you can listen to the show on repeat for as long as you'd like. Next up, gonna jump right into a set of two real quick here. First up, Titus Andronicus has a single for their second album. The forthcoming album will be called The Monitor, and so far they've released 4 Score and 7 Part 1 and Part 2. They're just two sides of the single. I've played you Part 2, which is a bigger amped up version, really bringing you the styles that I like in Titus Andronicus. But tonight I'm bringing you 4 Score and 7 Part 1, which is significantly more mellow. Think maybe Springsteen, Nebraska, until it ramps up at the end. Then turns into what I would think a Titus Andronicus track should, but love the dichotomy of this track. Good stuff. 4 Score and 7 Part 1. Then after that, the other big miss I had this past year, I think, the second album from Future of the Left. This is a band I had not listened to at all prior to this week, but the track that I'm bringing you off Their second album, Travels With Myself and Another, and the track I'm bringing you is The Hope That Health Built. Again, the band is Future of the Left, included on numerous Best of 2009 lists, missed by me. I will be the first to admit it. Band out of Wales. That track definitely amps up the rock and a little bit more kind of post-punk feel to that one. Before Future of the Left, The Hope That Health Built, and right now is Titus Andronicus with 4 Score and 7, Part 1. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
After 10,000 years, it's still us against them, and my heroes have always died everywhere. So who's going to account for these sins? And I don't know who hears my friend. I'm certain that I've seen a clear man. Christ, call me if I can remember. When will I never be lonely again? And the times are returning once more. Six dark devils line up at my door. Each one is more evil than that which came before. Seven angels finally spread across the floor.
Incredible wealth, incredible love, incredible wow. here. Life is just a dream, and nobody can judge us if we choose to face it gradually. Make everything right.
Yes, nothing can be.
Around, face our deepest fears. Reimagine God as just a mental illness looming towards,
appearing towards
the end of our days.
The end of our days.
Think again, how could we be wrong? If supernatural creatures who control our fate, could anyone tell?
Could anyone tell?
Would anyone care?
Would anyone care?
And wonder aloud, could anyone choose to die?
In the end, everybody wins. In the end, everybody wins.
The feeling snaps, the fool's behind. And back in the ground, we look at our hands and wonder aloud, could anyone choose to die?
In the end, everybody wins. In the end, everybody wins.
The feeling snaps, the fool's behind. Step back in the ground, we look at our hands and wonder aloud, could anyone choose to die?
In the end, everybody wins. In the end, everybody wins.
The feeling snaps, the fool's behind. Step back in the ground, we look at our hands and wonder aloud, could anyone choose to die?
All right, just do a quick little break here. Two songs just wrapping up. First up was Titus Andronicus. The track was 4 Score and 7, Part 1. Part 2 is also on the lead single, getting you ready for The Monitor, their brand new, forthcoming, Civil War-themed second album. Again, Titus Andronicus. After that, The Future of the Left. The track was The Hope That Health Built, a big winner of the past year. Their album, Travels with Myself and Another. All right, next up, I have a set of 4 tracks. This will be the most indie sounding of these sets I have for you this evening. First up, though, a lot of vintage reverb. They're called Gigi, I'm guessing. Maybe Gigi. It's G-I-G-I. The Old Graveyard is this track, and it's kind of a project put together by a producer, Colin Stewart, that features a lot of different lead singers. The album is entitled Maintainment. Again, this is The Old Graveyard featuring vocals from Carl Blau, a singer-songwriter. After that, another track from the Pomegranates album, Everybody Come Outside, their second album, band out of Cincinnati, one I'm liking a lot. Coriander is the track I have tonight. Then after that, Cloud Cult, a band that I'm very much into. I reference them a lot when talking about bands, newer bands, taking on the indie pop style, just because I think Cloud Cult does it so well. They're reissuing a lot of their stuff. One of the albums that they're reissuing is 2004's Aurora Borealis, and I'm bringing you the track off that, Breakfast with My Shadow. Then finally, closing out this set with another album I didn't even know came out, a band that stays under the radar significantly, Why, W-H-Y, question mark, The Blackest Purse is the track I have tonight, and their album Eskimo Snow is out last year, and their follow-up to their big critical hit, Alopecia. Again, Why, The Blackest Purse. Before that, Cloud Cult, Breakfast with My Shadow. Second up in this set, Pomegranates with Coriander, and right now, GG, The Old Graveyard. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3.
Mm-hmm. strolling past the old graveyard, waiting for you to come around. I might see a ghost or a hobo, but you got me feeling like I'm bad luck as a way of finding you in the end. But as the sun goes down, an orange glow fills the room in shadow. So all I know, without you and no one to tell me I told you so. Forever strolling past the old grave, store a hobo, but you got me feeling like I'm bad luck bound. Thank you.
open leg on bedroom, sleeping in my burlap sack, and all the mosquitoes know I love you. Can I love me just as much? And I had breakfast with my shadow, we had quite the discussion. Can you fall in love with the things you only know, the things that you may never touch?
First act in one. What should these earnest hands be holding?
Four tracks wrapping up right there. One track will close you out in a moment, but recapping the ones you just heard. First up was Gigi, G-I-G-I, with The Old Graveyard. The album is entitled Maintainment. After that, The Pomegranates with Coriander. That is off Everybody Come Outside. Third up, Cloud Cult off their reissue of Aurora Borealis, their 2004 album. The track was Breakfast with My Shadow. And the one you just heard, Why, with The Blackest Purse. It is off Eskimo Snow. The last track I have for you on this evening's Unknown and Unheard is by Felix. Very simple, mellow compositions, usually just piano vocals. There's some strings in this as well, but just love the vocals, the accent. Again, Felix, Death to Everyone But Us is the track I have tonight. It is off You Are the One I Pick. Just very mellow, enjoyable debut album, way to ease you into the evening and finish off the show. Again, my name is Cal Kaufman. That just about does it for me. Check me out the UNU blog at unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Lots of good stuff on there for you. Stream, download, and podcast the show. It's so simple to just take it with you and listen. Thank you so very much for listening. This has been the Unknown and Unheard. Have a great night.
And the best new music.
Do it.
Do it on Radio 96.3, WJAA, Austin Seymour, Columbus.